Okay, so we're continuing our topic on boundaries and really how to communicate those and set those and why and when to do it when it's appropriate. So I'm going to give Emily for our podcast info.
Good morning, everyone. What Red said is our podcast. It's supposed to be a fun spin on emotional health. It is not considered recommendations, advice, or substitution for therapy. So if you need resources, please reach out and we will be more than happy to give you those. So welcome to our podcast. And we were recently talking about boundaries. We're very much concerned about trying to provide things for everyone listening that is applicable. So, what are some of the boundaries that you feel are challenges for you? Go ahead and comment below. So that way we can incorporate that in and give you guys more of a feedback session.
Yeah, as always, we are totally open to constructive criticism. If you say our red hair doesn't look well, we're not going to listen to you. So, because we are some hot redheads. So, on this topic, it's just a fun spin on emotional health based off our own needs. As life coaches, too, we're able to take client situations and help us all kind of learn from them as we've dived deeper into things. I know in my confidence courses, we talk on boundaries. And for me, I've really had to learn from my own experiences and objectively see where I've had healthy boundaries and where I have hadn't. And when I've sacrificed my boundaries, how it never served me. I know we were talking about with ADHD, I get tapped out sometimes. I do not like to be touched at certain times of the day because I've been overstimulated by processing a lot of information in my surroundings. And it took me a long time and a diagnosis to say, there's nothing wrong with me. That's just, those are boundaries that I need to communicate. And is everyone deserving of knowing that? I don't have strangers cuddling with me, but if my husband goes and tries to hug me and I'm ragey because I don't want to be touched, naturally, to I don't want to say save faced or save the relationship because ultimately I'm not responsible for how he feels, but I'm willing to be uncomfortable in the moment and say, hey, husband, to be not named, I don't want to be touched. It's not you. I'm willing to communicate, and I know how I feel is I don't like my skin hurts right now, right? And if you, it's not that I don't want to cuddle with you. I need to just take a break and come back to myself and center, before I can really add to this relationship because right now I'm going to take away from it, and that's not fair to you, right? And to be able to communicate those for me, I love the idea that we have to understand that empathy without boundaries is self-sacrifice. Is if I'm empathetic to someone and I'm putting myself in their shoes and I'm feeling how they feel and I take that on and I'm not willing to set boundaries and stuff like that, I'm going to give all of myself until there's nothing left, right? And some people aren't deserving of all of you. How do you feel about that, Emily?
I mean, I think the old saying of you can't pour from an empty cup is going to be applicable no matter what. But it also, with your situation, I think I can say that my biggest boundary at home is not necessarily a touch factor because I get overstimulated too. It's too much stuff going on because I've, of course, overcommitted myself to doing multiple projects. And I'm trying to get it all done, and people are in my space. Like,
Oh,
I will be in my kitchen. I will be doing a DIY project. I will be cooking breakfast. I will be putting the dishes in the dishwasher. And I'll be doing all of these things in about the same
same
time.
time.
And the second someone steps into my, it's the best way to
Zone.
put it, well, zone, but I mean, it's really more like my walkway.
Yeah,
Like,
your
that's my
space.
traffic.
Yeah.
If you walk into my traffic zone, then you're going to get run over.
Yeah.
And I get frustrated. I'm like, hey, you're thrown off my groove. I need you to go over there unless you're going to be helpful. Because more often than not, it just derails my process. So that has been a boundary. It's physical boundary because I don't want them in my physical space, but it's also an emotional boundary because I feel like, hey, you have now invaded my process. It feels like a disrespect. And sometimes that's an automatic reaction because you've been thrown off. And you're going to have to take a step back at times and be like, all they wanted was a cup of water. Yes, they were in your space. If they had communicated, would this have made a difference? If you communicated, would this have
Yes.
made a difference?
Yes.
So it comes down to all of the different aspects. And the other is, can they have other resources that don't interrupt you? Probably. But because you're mom, you
Mom, I'm a
have
behavior.
all
Yeah.
the
Please.
answers.
Crazy.
And right, or your kids are like, but mom is capable of everything. So if she's doing all these things, she can get me a cup of water too. So, of course, we play the while you're up game in our house, but there are still boundaries. Maybe it's you can totally paint with all of your friends and have a great time, but if you use a cup that we actually drink out of, I'm going to be disappointed and frustrated because I probably won't ever get to use that cup again.
I think for me, it took a, I mean, I've always had really clear boundaries. And what's funny is, I naturally just have never cared what people think of me. And for strangers, that's super simple. But when it comes to intimate relationships, you kind of have to care what people think of you and how they process things because it directly impacts you now, right? And so if they're offended because, like, I don't want to be touched, and then I'm not communicating that, and they take it personally, that's going to cause me conflict in my relationship because now they don't want to, be intimate with me or speak to me, or they're upset, right? And that puts that groove or wrench in the relationship. And so it's like, oh, okay, this is worth communicating here, right? Some people it's not. And sometimes I've never personally struggled too much with this when it comes to strangers, but sometimes it's communicating these boundaries and then like letting go of how they perceive it almost. Like that's really hard to let go of how they choose to take it.
Well, it's really hard to believe that with all the things that we do, that there's actually a method to our madness. And a lot of times we don't communicate what that method is or the madness. They just see the madness. They're just like, what is going on? And in your head, you're like, no, I
Makes
had
sense.
this figured out. It's like a disaster of a desk. I'm like, I know where every single thing is if you ask me for it. Anybody else would look at it and be like, oh my dear goodness, that's just chaos. I'm like, but it's my chaos and I understand it. So it's up to me to communicate why I'm okay with my chaos. And if they ask for help in my chaos, then I can provide that. But if there's no communication on both sides, you're not going to know where the boundaries are. You're not going to know whether somebody's overstimulated. You're not going to know whether you need to utilize a physical boundary or an emotional boundary because those are really the biggest things. And another one that comes to mind that is probably a huge one for a lot of people, and we'll come back to it in the next podcast, is guilt tripping, because that is not only an emotional boundary, but also a psychological boundary. So there are lots and lots of reasons why communication is absolutely imperative.
So for me, like with the human design aspect, I had to, it's called informing. And so I'm supposed to inform people what is versus asking permission and then initiate. Like they don't get to get in my way, but I need to let them know what's happening because they're going to think I'm a crazy person by doing all this stuff, right? And we're very fast paced when it comes to that. And the thing is common sense is not so common for everybody. So I might make sense of it in my mind, but they think they don't know what's going on. And so I have to step back and say, if I'm informing them and they are, it's to better help them understand the situation. Not that they're owed it. Like I said, not everybody is deserving of you setting that boundary or knowing that you have those boundaries.
That empowers you.
And I think it does too. It helps people understand you. Therefore, they're not so scared, or they're less likely to get in your way, actually, too, because they're now respecting like the process.
Yeah, they recognize there's a method, not just madness.
Yeah.
As soon as that understanding is there, then you can build that empathy as well and respect the boundary.
We're going to wrap this up on how to find us. Our information's in the link below. You can always grab a confidence course, or we have our boundaries course as well, which is phenomenal. And then this is how to find Emily.
Hey guys, you can find me at Celestial Mind Coaching based out of Tucson, Arizona. And you can find me on psychologytoday.com, or you can click on the references below as well as send us any DMs. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
And as always, please be kind to yourself. After all, you're only human.